It's Brother Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation, and we went through the descent of the New Jerusalem yesterday, the eternal state, the eternal dwelling place for the saints of God. And he's going to wipe away every tear from their eyes, and no longer any death, no mourning, no crying, no pain. And the first things have passed away, and he who sits on the throne says, "Behold, I am making all things new." And he said to me, "It is done. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, and I will give to the one who thirsts from the springs of the water of life without cost. The tree of life is going to be there. He that overcomes shall inherit all things. I'll be his God. He will be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, immoral persons, and sorcerers, and all idolaters and liars will have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." And one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven plagues came and spoke to me. See, these angels, they speak to different people. They spoke to John, gave him instruction. They preached. They gave messages. And came and spoke to me saying, "Come here, I'll show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in spirit to a great and high mountain, showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down from heaven. It had great and high walls, 12 gates. You know, these walls are going to become quite popular because this New Jerusalem has a high, high wall. If you don't believe in walls, you better look out, because heaven's got some big walls. And having the glory of God or brilliance was like a costly shining stone, crystal clear jasper. A high wall with 12 gates. The gates, 12 angels. Names were written on them, which is the 12 apostles. Of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel, there were three gates on which the east, the three gates on the north, and the three gates on the south, three gates on the west. And the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles. That's where the 12 apostles appeared, their names. And the one who spoke to me had a gold rod measuring the city and its gates and its walls, and the city is laid out as a square, and its length is as great as its the length is as great as the width, and the measure of the measuring of the city with the rod, 1500 miles. Its length, width, and height are all equal. It's 1500 miles square, we learned. And the material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. Now that's going to be a quite an experience to be the. And the foundation stones, the city was adorned with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation stone was jasper, second sapphire, third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, ninth topaz, tenth chrysoprase, and the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl. Must have been a big clam where they got these. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. I saw no temples in it. Now, I want to cover this. First, I know we've read as if there's going to be a temple, and there was a temple in heaven that we red that was going to be similar to the one on earth. But John didn't see the temple. The Lord, he explains it this way. The Lamb and the Lord, the Almighty and the Lamb, are its temple. Now, no need for the sun, the moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God. Here it is. The glory of God illumined it, and the lamp is the Lamb. And the nations shall walk by its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory into it. And in the daytime, for there shall be no night there. It's going to be 24-hour, actually no time, but it'll be always daytime. There'll be no night there. Gates shall be never closed. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and nothing unclean, and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it. But only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, I don't know how they're going to keep people out that's not supposed to be there. They're probably angels, or quite possibly God will have some wall of electricity. I don't know. But, you know, God, he created it all anyway. I mean, he doesn't need Microsoft or Hewlett Packard to come up with some kind of a electrified fence. I mean, this is God we're speaking about. Is there anything too hard for God? No, I don't think so. Now, the thing that I found interesting was that John saw no temple in it. For the Lord God, the Almighty and the Lamb, are its temple. Now, I've been dwelling upon this, and personally, trying to figure this out. I know. It's interesting. You know, Jesus said he goes to prepare a mansion. In my place, there's many mansions. And I wouldn't have told you. I'm going to prepare a place that where I am, you may be also. Now, if there's no temple, but there is God, the explanation here would be that somehow the glory of God provides the necessary shelter or whatever you need to feel like you're in a temple. The glory of God is going to provide that missing element of the temple, and it's going to somehow be the dwelling place for those who gather around him. I mean, let's think about it this way. How do you get millions of saints into the temple to worship? It's impossible. If it was just a temple, the temple would have to be so large, so big, to house all of these saints. I mean, I'm thinking that there's, I know, there's few there be that find it. Many go down the broad road that leads to destruction. But somehow, I have a hard time believing that there would be a temple big enough. That's one theory and one reasoning behind it. I saw no temple because the glory of God covers the entirety of the earth. And when you look into the glory, quite possibly, it's like looking into a closed-circuit TV set, seeing the Lord Jesus Christ and the glory of God. the spirit, the spiritual heart of God. And that glory provides that instantaneous presence of the power of God. And you're not going to think about a temple made with hands. You can't house God with a temple made with hands anyway. So if we're looking for a temple like Solomon's or something like that, you're not going to find it. The dwelling place of the saints might quite possibly be spiritual houses or spiritual mansions. I don't know. It's going to be something that God, because Jesus did promise to go build a dwelling place for each and every one of us. Now, whether it is to dwell in the presence and the glory of God forever, or to dwell in a physical mansion, I don't know. Once you get your glorified body, you may have a physical house. I don't know. This is something that we'll just have to wait and see. But as we go into the 22nd chapter, this is the final chapter. I don't know if we're going to get through it. But getting back to the 27th verse of 21, nothing unclean. That means nothing unclean, doesn't matter. There will be some kind of a shelter or some kind of a shield of some type to keep this part of that's residual from coming in. That chances are there'll be some of the evil people that survive the Battle of Armageddon and the other things, and that their names are not written in the Book of Life. They will not be able to enter in. And it'll be impossible. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the glory I see here, there's no need for light. There's no need for a sun. If you can imagine, there is something to this. This glory is going to beam throughout the entire world. It's not just going to beam around the Jerusalem and Israel. This glory of God is going to be so pronounced and so brilliant. It's going to beam around the world. It's going to provide night, day, light throughout the world. Now, the Bible says that our God is a consuming fire. So it's quite possibly that the glory of God is a consuming fire like the sun. Either way, it's going to provide that beaming light like the sun, and there will be no need for the sun. I don't know what the sun's. Maybe the sun is going to be shining. Maybe it'll come up as always. But there will not be nighttime, is what it's saying here. The brilliance of the light of God will overpower that of the sun. Whether the sun be there or not, I want to just share that with you. And I can see we're out. I think we'll finish this study tomorrow. And we'll go ahead and finish this summer, this complete study. And this will be interesting, this last chapter, so be sure to stay tuned. Go to our website, krciradio.com. I just uploaded a bunch of messages. krciradio.com, and give us a shout. Let us know that you're listening. I'd love to hear from you. And call us at 928-368-6766. Leave a message. And if you'd like to share your testimony, please let us know first. And then we'll try to get your testimony on an MP3 recording or something, and I'll put it on the air. If you'd like to, let us know. If you're a pastor or and you'd like to share some of your ministry, let us know. And we'd certainly like to get you on the air. And let us know either way. And write to us, KRCI Radio Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.